Music, movies, and more. Lowdown on Radio 2.
And it is time for your three big showbiz stories of the day.
Three.
Now, bad news for ex-lead singer of Razorlight, Johnny Burrell. He suffered a blow to his ego as he tries to establish himself as a solo star. Now, this is what he sounded like in the band Razorlight.
In the morning, you know we won't remember a thing.
They were a very good band, liked them a lot. They had a lot of hit singles, did pretty well worldwide. However, only 594 people have bought his new solo album. He hasn't even made a dent in the top 100 chart. By comparison, though, this will annoy him. Former X Factor contestant, a guy called Jarmaine, reached the top spot with his debut album of covers, which sold 19,000 copies. Oh, dear, poor Johnny Burrell.
Two.
Katy Perry has brought her 92-year-old grandmother, Anne Hudson, as her date to the Smurfs 2 premiere over the weekend. I love this. I think it is so cute. She walked the special blue carpet alongside her 92-year-old granny at the Los Angeles premiere of the new animated movie at Regency Village in California on Sunday, and her gran even wore a t-shirt that says, "I've got the hots for Papa Smurf." Amazing.
One.
And finally, Carly Simon has revealed the identity of the mystery man in this famous song.
You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you.
However, she didn't reveal it to us worldwide. She revealed it to Taylor Swift, who knew they were new Bezzies. Well, apparently, they performed together on stage in Massachusetts, and Taylor was praised by her performance by Carly Simon. She obviously liked her so much, she thought she would reveal who the song is all about. However, Taylor Swift is, of course, sworn to secrecy. Ah, come on, Taylor, just tell us. It's been a secret for so long. And now she finally decided to tell Taylor Swift. You know what Taylor's going to do next, though? What Taylor always does when she gets close to someone or something, she writes a song about it, doesn't she? So expect the next song to be called I Know Who the Song's About.